Mr. Semple, this is Daniel Wittig speaking. Thank you for taking my call. I only want to ask you two quick questions, sir. Is there anything, when I made my submission to you, the one that you acknowledged receiving on April 7th, that was a voluminous one, and you wrote to me to acknowledge you received it. I'm just reminding you, sir, I know you've got a lot to do. But you acknowledged receiving my package that was dropped off for you on April 7th and another one that was sent by certified mail that I guess arrived the next day. And you wrote to me the following week to tell me you'd received it, but because it was not sort of properly formatted, you need me to make a new submission. I read your brochure and so forth, and I'm just, because I don't want to waste your time, is there, if I'm making a submission against a, you need me to do it as, for a single attorney, correct? Because the problem is that...
I'm not recalling this, there are several attorneys listed within the complaint, and I think I asked you that you would need to resubmit them as individual complaints to comply with the confidentiality requirements.
Right. And the thing is, of course, because some of these people, I mean, it's connected to one case, so there is a sort of like continuity of it going from one to another sort of thing, or the part that one might have taken. So, of course, I'm not an attorney, but I wanted to make, it's rather difficult to make a complaint, do it, and it's only sort of not explain any other material that's connected to it, because somebody, some other attorney is involved at the same time, or immediately previous, or immediately after. So I will do my best to just simply keep it as narrow as possible to Mr. Brown. And that's that. I want you to know that, that this is not your fault and has nothing to do with your office, but I want you to know the reason I did not submit to you again along those guidelines is because I was threatened, and I can prove I was threatened. And I was concerned, my 83-year-old mother is in the hospital, and I could not afford to just be sort of scooped up off the street. And as I say, I can prove I've been threatened. And then at the same time, the Erie County Comptroller's Office reached out to me. They found out that there was a great many things I knew about the Buffalo History Museum, and they reached out to me and asked me if I'd come in for what ended up being a total of nearly 24 hours worth of meetings. So that was going on through April and May, but I couldn't dare submit something to you further because of the circumstances and the threats. So now I'm going to be sending you a letter about Mr. Brown and so forth, and I'm sorry that if I caused you difficulties because it wasn't in the correct sort of format, I apologize for that, but I hope that what you're going to be sent next week, the beginning of the week, is appropriate. I wanted to ask you for one small favor, if you could, sir. The letter that you sent me in April acknowledging receipt of my April 7th submission, the letter is, I need to send a copy of it to someone, and along with other documents, I mean, not by itself. And I'm afraid my original is in Rochester, and it would be a hardship for me to try and get a copy of that letter from there. If I could possibly impose upon you to just make a copy of that letter and leave it at your front desk, and I'd pick it up this afternoon.
No. I mean, it's the letter, again, I mean, we're getting to the confidentiality part. I mean, that's...
You know, I mean the letter you wrote me. You wrote me a one-page letter acknowledging receipt of my submission on April 7th. That's what I'm talking about.
You're saying you're going to send it along to somebody else? I mean, that's... I can't do that. I'm not...
Oh, all right. Well, then I won't... I'm sorry. All it was a letter acknowledging my submission. I was sending it to an attorney who's out of state who was willing to give me some advice pro bono. So it wasn't being...
I appreciate that, but again, that would violate the confidentiality requirements.
All right. Then could I just ask you...
If you were to get that, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Then can I just ask you for a copy of the letter for myself, for my own files in Buffalo, and I give you my word that I won't send it somewhere else? It's only the letter that you sent me acknowledging that you received it.
No. I'm not going to produce that letter again. So, I mean, you know that you received it at this point, I'm not going to reproduce the letter, so...
Sir, I'm not trying to vex you, I'm just trying to understand, I'm not an attorney.
Let me answer your question.
I'm only asking you, sir, why it is that, since it's a letter you wrote to me, why it is I can't have a copy, because it's going to be very difficult for me to get to Rochester this weekend.
Connected is your number one acknowledge that you already have it. Number two, you've already told me that you're going to send it off to somebody else, so...
No, but I mean, now that you tell me that it's a problem, I won't send it off to someone else. I had no idea that sending a copy of it to an attorney would be a problem.
I'm not going to reproduce it.
Would you please, sir, just tell me, I'm not trying to upset you, I'm asking you why it's not possible for myself to even have a copy when it's a letter, a brief note you wrote to me of
it. Because number one, you already have it, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to
reproduce
the letter.
All right, sir. I didn't understand why, I still don't, but I accept what you're saying. And I'll be sending you a further submission next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.